This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense, and the last song was Make Peace by Sunforger off of their new album Wait. Before that, Hank by Plusser off of their EP Citrine. And the first of the three was New Year's Eve by Robber Robber off of Two Wheels Move the Soul. Also a new album. I think that's came out in the last couple months. The Sunforger album, I think, released in the time since I last made an episode. So that's exciting. And they've got a release show coming up. That's the thing I wanted to say. Yeah, Sunforger is going to be playing May 23rd at, I think it's Hemisphere Gauche, you should have checked. Let's see what it is, but they're going to be playing with Sasha K as well as Bracelet. So let's see. No, Petite Ours with Bracelet and Sasha K, May 23rd, that's a Saturday. Last time I saw a release show here, it was Bracelet releasing their EP with Sunforger playing and Taupe. That was a fantastic show. That's sold out, so to anyone who's a Sunforger fan, and, you know, there are good odds that this sells out. Petite Ours is pretty small. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to that show. I've already got my ticket, and, yeah, that should be sick. I saw Taupe's not playing the show, but I saw Taupe very recently, for the Lovelit release show. That was, Thursday. Yeah, they were fantastic. Really blew me away. I mean, I've seen Taupe so many times, and I still just felt so shocked listening to them. They're just really great. That was at Hemisphere Gauche. That was also a great show. I was seeing Mitch Davis for the first time ever. Also got to see the full band of Lovelit. I had seen Lovelit in full before, but I can't remember when that was. Sometime last year, I think. But that was also a really sick show. Taupe, again, really blew me away. And they've got an album that's coming up. Next song that I'll play is going to be the new single that they released off of that. And I think their album is set to come out June 4th. I think that's when. So yeah, that's something I'll look forward to. So yet again, Sunforger show, May 23rd, Petite Ours. This next song is from Taupe. Thank you. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense, and the last song was Plasticine by Jaeger off of Slugger, a pretty new album. Before that, Klaus Was Feeling Ill That Day by Coreblotter, BLO77ER. That's off of Bulgaria. Before that, Glint by Assembly off of their album Party Trick. And the first of the four was Truly Authentic, exclamation mark, by Taupe off of their upcoming album New Windows. Sorry, New Window. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that one, like I was saying before. Huge Taupe fan. They're fantastic. Yeah, that's just really cool. It's also a pretty long album. Two singles released so far. It looks like they're, from memory, I'm going to say like a dozen songs that are going to be on the album, maybe 14. I don't know. Big number. So I'm really excited about that. It was just fantastic seeing them live again. I don't think it had even been that long since I'd last seen them, but yeah, really, really sick time. Jaeger, I was supposed to see recently. Then it turned out that they had to drop off the bill. It was a show at Casa. It turned out last minute they had to drop off. But another band filled in for them. I forget the name, I should check. Definitely should have checked before. It was like kind of an acoustic version of the band Fielding, which at that point I don't think I had ever heard of them before. But I really liked it. The sort of belted vocals. Maybe this was an artifact of them having to play like an acoustic version of their songs, but the belted vocals really reminded me of like Jordan Mason and the Horse Museum. I was a really big fan of Divorce Lawyers. I Shaved My Head back in the day, and the performance of these guys, Fielding put on, I don't know, it was reminiscent of that to me. Pretty different. They have an album out, pretty different on there, but nevertheless, that was still pretty cool, and wish I could have seen Jaeger. But anyway, still ended up being a neat show. Anyway, there will be more to come.